Governance. Purpose of the charity. The Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, SAVH, exists to empower persons with visual impairment to lead independent, fulfilling, and dignified lives as active members of society. Since its establishment in 1961, SAVH has been dedicated to promoting the welfare, inclusion, and equal opportunities of persons with visual impairment in Singapore. Through a comprehensive range of rehabilitation, education, employment, assistive technology, social support, and community integration programs, SAVH seeks to enable persons with visual impairment to maximize their potential and participate fully in all aspects of life. SAVH also advocates for a more inclusive and accessible society by working to remove physical, social, attitudinal, educational, employment, and other barriers that may hinder the full participation of persons with visual impairment. The organization actively promotes public awareness, accessibility, and equal treatment while encouraging persons with visual impairment to play an active role in decisions affecting their lives and in the governance of the organization. In addition, SAVH supports initiatives relating to eye care, eye health education, and the prevention of blindness. Through these efforts, SAVH remains committed to building a society where persons with visual impairment can live with confidence, independence, and equal opportunities. Role of the EXCO. The Executive Committee, EXCO, serves as the governing board of the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, SAVH, and is responsible for providing strategic leadership and oversight of the organization. The EXCO ensures that SAVH operates in accordance with its constitution, the Charities Act, the Code of Governance for Charities and IPCs, and other applicable regulatory requirements. The EXCO reviews and approves strategic plans, annual budgets, major policies, key organizational initiatives, and significant expenditures. It also monitors organizational performance, financial sustainability, risk management, and compliance to ensure that SAVH continues to fulfill its mission effectively and responsibly. Board meetings and attendance. The EXCO met regularly throughout the financial year to review the performance, operations, and strategic direction of SAVH. Key matters discussed during the year included organizational development, service delivery, financial performance, risk management, governance matters, and strategic initiatives. Board members actively participated in deliberations and decision-making, providing guidance and expertise to support the achievement of SAVH's objectives. Individual attendance records for EXCO meetings are disclosed separately in this annual report. Subcommittees. To strengthen governance and support effective oversight, the EXCO is assisted by the following subcommittees that focus on specific areas of responsibility. 1. Audit and Risk. 2. Client Services. 3. Engagement and Fundraising. 4. Environmental, Social and Governance. 5. Finance and Investment. 6. Human Resources. 7. Nominations. 8. Social Enterprise. The subcommittees review matters within their respective areas, provide recommendations to the EXCO, and assist in monitoring the implementation of approved initiatives. This structure enables more detailed review and discussion of key issues while ensuring that overall accountability remains with the EXCO. Conflict of Interest Policy. SAVH is committed to maintaining the highest standards of integrity, transparency, and accountability. The organization has established a conflict of interest policy requiring EXCO members, subcommittee members, staff, and volunteers to declare any actual, potential, or perceived conflicts of interest. Declarations are made on a regular basis and whenever a conflict arises. Individuals with a conflict of interest are required to abstain from discussions and decisions relating to the affected matter. This policy helps to ensure that decisions are made objectively and in the best interests of SAVH and its beneficiaries. Board Remuneration Disclosure. EXCO members serve on a voluntary basis and do not receive any remuneration, allowances, bonuses, or other benefits for their services as members of the governing board. This arrangement helps to preserve the independence of the EXCO and reinforces its commitment to serving the interests of SAVH and its beneficiaries. Data protection and cybersecurity. SAVH is committed to protecting the personal data entrusted to the organization and complying with the requirements of the Personal Data Protection Act, PDPA. Appropriate policies, procedures, and safeguards are in place to protect personal and confidential information relating to beneficiaries, donors, volunteers, staff, and other stakeholders. The organization adopts a layered cybersecurity approach that includes access controls, multi-factor authentication, endpoint protection, firewalls, data backup measures, and staff awareness training. Cybersecurity risks and data protection matters are monitored regularly to minimize the risk of unauthorized access, data breaches, and service disruptions. Organizational Health Framework for Social Services, OFS. In February 2026, SAVH successfully completed the Organizational Health Framework for Social Services, OFS, assessment, a diagnostic tool developed by the National Council of Social Service, NCSS, to help social service agencies assess their organizational health across key domains. The assessment involved participation from SAVH's leadership team and provided an organization-wide review of 7 areas: strategy and leadership, user-centric services, finances, governance, communications and partnerships, people, and digitalization. The assessment provided valuable insights into SAVH's strengths and areas for development, enabling the organization to better understand its current capabilities and readiness for future growth. The findings affirmed SAVH's strengths in strategic leadership, service delivery, financial management, and governance, while also highlighting opportunities to strengthen organizational capabilities in areas such as people development, succession planning, digitalization and organizational effectiveness. Highest paid staff disclosure. None of SAVH's staff received annual remuneration exceeding $100,000 during the financial year ended March 31, 2026. Related party employment disclosure. SAVH has no paid staff who are close family members of the executive director or executive committee members and who received annual remuneration exceeding $50,000 during the financial year ended March 31, 2026. Reserves policy. SAVH maintains a reserves policy to ensure that sufficient financial resources are available to support the continuity of its programs and operations in the event of unforeseen circumstances. The level of reserves is reviewed periodically by the EXCO, taking into consideration operating requirements, future commitments, risk exposure, and the long-term sustainability of the organization. The reserves provide a financial buffer to support ongoing services, meet contractual obligations, and manage unexpected disruptions while allowing SAVH to continue delivering essential services to persons with visual impairment. Environmental, social and governance, ESG, at SAVH. SAVH takes into account environmental, social and governance, ESG, factors in the planning and conduct of its activities. The newly formed ESG subcommittee, since February 2025, continued to explore and evaluate opportunities to advance initiatives that align with the organization's long-term sustainability objectives. As part of ensuring that staff and management have adequate knowledge of ESG, on February 5, 2026 during the SAVH strategic planning meeting, both ESG subcommittee CEO chairpersons presented important issues and shared ideas on ESG as well as encouraged adoption of such ideas among all staff. The emphasis is that ESG is a collective responsibility. Compared with the 2024 baseline, electricity consumption in 2025 decreased from 143,056 kWh to 128,594 kWh, representing a 10.1% reduction. Water consumption also declined from 1,133.50 cubic meters to 1,050.10 cubic meters, reflecting a 7.3% reduction. The 2026 targets are to further reduce consumption by 4% and 2%, respectively, via the following initiatives: replacement of outdoor lighting with solar-powered, sensor-equipped units. retrofitting sink faucets with water-saving aerators. Circulars to staff to share electrical and water conservation tips. SAVH intends to transit to a paperless annual report as part of its ongoing commitment to enhance resource efficiency and reduce its environmental footprint. We are also exploring setting up a sensory garden as well as installing solar panels on our rooftops. SAVH is developing ESG standard operating procedures, a strategic plan, and establishing ESG KPIs to measure performance, strengthen governance, accountability, and compliance. We are also exploring using artificial intelligence to assist us in this area. As a charity, we continue to face a range of challenges in advancing our ESG initiatives.